Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that your plan is great. You have a plan for our leaders, and you have a trump card. So get ready, Lord. Use it when you want to. For your glory. I have eyes that see. I have ears that hear. And my spirit does perceive your plan for me. Amen?
Amen.
I have a kind of an odd beginning on what God showed me this morning. He had me up quite early, and I was studying in the Word, but I've also been in a book, and I heard loud and clear, go to page 65 in the book. The book is The Final Quest by Rick Joyner. So if you think this is Kim's idea, well, it's not. So I'm going to read to you a little bit of what he has to say on that particular page. There's two actually sentences at the bottom of 64. Say, Lord, I'm going to tighten my seatbelt.
Lord, I'm going to tighten my seatbelt.
Because I want to ride this one out.
Amen?
Amen. It's called The Power of Pride.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. The corner is very close, so I can use it if I need to.
I feel it coming very close.
I was pondering how I was learning as much by descending the mountain as I had by climbing it. When the noise from the battlefield drew my attention, by now thousands of mighty warriors had crossed the plain to attack the remnant of the enemy's horde. The enemy was fleeing in all directions except for one division, Pride. Completely undetected, it had marched right up to the rear of the advancing warriors and was about to release a hail of arrows. I then noticed that the mighty warriors had no armor on their backside. They were totally exposed and vulnerable to what was about to hit them. The Spirit of Wisdom remarked, which, by the way, he was aware that that Spirit of Wisdom was the Lord. You have taught that there is no armor for the backside, which means you are vulnerable if you run from the enemy. However, you never saw how advancing in pride also makes you vulnerable. So there's a word here that's very important. You shouldn't be running from the enemy, I agree. But Rick wasn't able to see how the advancing in pride also made him vulnerable. I could only nod in acknowledgement, for it was too late to do anything. It was almost unbearable to watch, but wisdom said that I must. I knew the kingdom of God was about to suffer a major defeat. Though I had felt sorrow before, I had never felt this kind of sorrow. To my amazement, when the arrows of pride struck the warriors, they did not even notice. So there was no pain. However, the enemy kept shooting. The warriors were bleeding and getting weaker fast, but they would not acknowledge it. Do you see the pride there? Soon they were too weak to hold up their shield and their sword. They cast them down, declaring that they no longer needed them. They started taking off their armor, saying it was not needed anymore either. Then another enemy division appeared and moved up swiftly. It was called Strong Delusion. Strong Delusion. Its members released a hail of arrows, and it all seemed to hit the mark. It only took a few of the demons of delusion, who were all small and seemingly weak, to lead away this once great army of glorious warriors. They were taken to various prison camps, each named after a different doctrine of demons. I was astounded at how this great company of righteous had been so easily defeated, and they still did not even know what had hit them. I blurted out, how could those who were strong, who have all been all the way to the top of the mountain, who have seen the Lord as they have, be so vulnerable? Pride is the hardest enemy to see. And it always sneaks up behind you. Wisdom lamented. In some ways, those who have been to the greatest heights are in the greatest danger of falling. You must always remember that in this life, you can fall at any time from any level. Take heed when you think you stand, lest you fall, I replied. How awesome such scripture seemed to me now. When you think you are the least vulnerable of falling, it is in fact when you are the most vulnerable. Most men fall immediately after a great victory. Try that one on for size. Say, most men and women,
most men and women
fall immediately,
after a great victory.
Take a deep breath, let it go. That was wisdom's lament. How can we keep from being attacked like this, I ask. Say close to me, this is the solution. Stay close to me, inquire of the Lord before making major decisions. And keep that mantle on. Then the enemy will not be able to easily blindside you as he did them. I looked at my mantle. It looked so plain and insignificant. I felt that it made me look more like a homeless person than a warrior. Wisdom responded as if I had been speaking out loud. The Lord is closer to a homeless person than to kings. The Lord is closer to the homeless person than to kings. You only have true strength to the degree that you walk in the grace of God. And he gives his grace to the humble. No evil weapon can penetrate this mantle because nothing can overpower his grace. As long as you wear this mantle, you are safe from this kind of attack. So I read all that and I said, Lord, now what do you want? And he says, go to James chapter 4. Go to James chapter 4. St. James wrote about this.
Yes, he did.
And he let us know in verse 6. But he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. God opposes the proud. The guy who's got all the answers. The guy who's got all the solutions. He's got them all in a package of well thought out patterns in his mind. The solution is, verse 7. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. He doesn't say he might.
Amen.
He will flee from you. Submit yourself. In other words, you are the one that has to make the choice to submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. In other words, when you've got two sets of thought patterns going on, you better search the Lord to see what the solution is. Verse 9 says, grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. Humble yourself. Somebody else can't do it for you. You have to make that choice. So he was pushing my buttons. Why? Did anybody ever see how ugly it gets when you start defending yourself? How you speak for nothing and you dig yourself into a deeper hole than you were in before? And when you start recognizing that all your excuses are based in pride, you say, oh my God, I'm heading for what? A fall. So I said, Lord, why today? Why this particular word today? He says, you're commemorating those who died. The war started because of what? We're better than you guys. We are greater. We are the greatest generation. We are the greatest of people. Verse 1 of chapter 4, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desire to battle within you? You want something, but don't get it, so you kill and covet. But you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. And when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. I need relief. God, please. So I'll use one more bottle. That's the alcoholic. One more bottle won't hurt anybody. Yes or no?
Yes.
One more bottle ain't going to make that much difference. I've already lost half of what I own. So let me go on. One more. After all, nobody loves me anyway. And the reasoning continues. And I'm not trying to make excuses for anybody. I've already went through some of those wars. But you know what? Humble pie will cost you something. It'll cost you your pride. When you cry out to the Lord for help, what are you doing? You're stepping on pride. When you're saying, I need grace because I can't do this, I need your help, Lord. I can't do this. I know I can't. I've looked at my past and it's a failure after failure, and I don't want to stay in bondage any further. Pride goes before a fall, but the lifting up will happen when God sees your ability to say, I'm sorry. I can't do this on my own. I need your help, Lord. And the more you cry out, the quicker you'll come out of your difficulty. And I'll tell you, I've had people say to me, oh boy, look at what God has done in you. And I say, yes, God has done. Because don't build up my pride, because I've got problems enough on trying to tear it down. Okay? Why? Because you see some of these great leaders. And these great leaders took a nosedive. Why? Okay? And some of them ended up paying an incredible price, but they humbled themselves and God lifted them back up. I can't tell you exactly how, but there's one particular ministry that I was involved in and that I respected because of what God had done through that ministry. And it was Jim Baker and his wife Tammy and the PTL experience, because it was an experience. My wife and I experienced it. My children experienced it firsthand. My brother and his wife were baptized in the Holy Ghost there. I can't tell you how many of my friends were transformed by that ministry on the air, 2 hours every single day, teaching the word of the Lord. Many learned what would not have been learned if they hadn't had that program. But I remember being in a training session back in the middle 80s, early 80s. And I was watching because I was involved with quite a few people who had a lot of the different ministries at PTL. That's where I was trained to start the prayer line in Springfield. And I remember one day I had come in early, and this particular lady and I knew each other for quite a while, and she had been a part of my training. And she said to me, "Please pray, Kim, because there's a lot of dust being shaken, a lot of dirt flying in the air." And I watched. And then the next few weeks, some of the foundation people in that ministry were literally removed. And this particular lady said, "I'm concerned because what's happening is they're going with people with brand names." You know what that means? People with brand names had value in their eyes all of a sudden. And the foundation people were now a dime a dozen, and they could be done away with, where the high, exclusive people in different ministries were brought in with great fanfare. People were removed from their office, and others took their place. And that was the beginning of the downfall. And then the accuser got on the case in public television and magazines, newspapers in that area, and all around the country, pushed and pushed and pushed against that ministry. And it did fit. It did fail. It did fall. And a divorce came between them, etc., etc. Jim ended up in jail, etc., etc. What I'm saying to you is this. The day that Jim was found guilty, and the ministry had been taken over by big names, I saw there was no need to listen to that ministry anymore, because all it was accusations upon accusations, and it just failed. It was a miserable call. I remember going upstairs and saying to Gino, "Is there any hope?" He said, "Yes." Because Jim apologized to the people. He apologized to the churches for the damage that he did. He said, "Kim, God's going to lift him back up and watch." But you know what? There were tears coming out of my eyes. Because of what had been done through this one man. And I'm not saying he didn't fall. I am saying, however, he didn't stay down. He went to jail. He was ministered to by the best. And he picked up where he left off after the divorce and was able to be a father to his children. And later on, remarried, found a young lady that had a background, but they together now are in Branson, Missouri, ministering again. Are they perfect? No. Are they seeking to serve the Lord? Yes. Can we trust him today? I think we can trust him more because of the failures of the past. He's not going to duplicate. How many know when you've gone into the gutter, you don't need to go back for a second? Once is enough. Amen?
Amen.
So if you'll close your eyes and put your hand over your heart and say, "Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I want you and the spirit of wisdom,
and the spirit of wisdom,
to keep guard over me.
Keep guard over me.
I don't want to fall.
I
I don't want to fall.
I have seen others who fell. And that's not my future. I'm not afraid to ask for help. I'm not afraid to call for help. I'm not afraid to humble myself. And to put on. On myself. A mantle of humility. I'm asking for it today. I'm asking you to protect me, Lord. Of all pride and arrogance. That I've not seen. Keep my eyes open. And keep me filled with grace. So that the darkness and delusion. Will not have a case. I don't want to buy the lie. That I've seen in others. Or myself in the past. And I'm trusting you. To keep healing me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Share some hugs with each other. And if I need to go in the corner, it's okay.
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Oh, you haven't decided yet. Okay. Blessings to all of you. We'll see you Tuesday night, God willing.